GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Welcoming back the Walk and Talk and TV Guide. It's Steve Hiltz from WABI TV 5, Maine's first television station. He takes a seat behind the bulletproof glass in spacious Studio 7A. What was the guy's name? Gene Reynolds. Gene Reynolds. I bet if we polled a listener right now, maybe someone said, who was Gene Reynolds? You maybe saw the name. You saw the name. You didn't hear the name.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think they ever said the name unless you, well, of course, maybe if they won an Emmy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who was Gene? Give it a second and see if someone can send a note to us. Who was Gene Reynolds? We'll tell you this. Gene Reynolds just died this week. I want to say he was only like 60.
He wasn't very old.
I want to say 66. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to see if someone sends us a text message, if you can identify. Who is Gene Reynolds? Now, here's a hint. You saw his name. You never heard his name. There was always music playing when you saw his name, and you saw his name in a military font, a military style lettering. Who was Gene Reynolds? And I'm waiting for the text message to come in to see if anyone can remember. Because if you can't get it, we're just going to have Steve Hiltz from WABI TV5 tell you. 10 more seconds. Gene Reynolds, one of the most influential. No, he wasn't Mrs. Reynolds' son. Yes, he was.
Yep. Right, not the name.
No. Okay. Steve, remind people, who was Gene Reynolds?
Someone who's never been in my kitchen.
Oh, look at him coming in. Look at him coming in. Yep, three guesses right in a row. All coming in, different text messages.
It takes a minute.
MASH, and the producer on MASH. Yep, MASH as well.
That's it.
Something to do with MASH. Yep. Wow, these guys are sharp.
Good.
Gene Reynolds was, I think he was co-producer of MASH, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was Larry Gelbart, maybe, wasn't
it? I want to say Gilbert, but it wasn't Gilbert. Maybe I'm Gilbart. Gene Reynolds was arguably, because MASH was such an influential television program, Gene Reynolds is arguably one of the most influential people in television.
Those behind-the-scenes people that make these shows happen, that create these things, sure.
Okay. It got us to thinking, and maybe you recall some of them, maybe you do, who are some of the other people that are producing these television programs that everyone watches? They're not household names, but you hear them or read them during the credits if you didn't get up and go to the bathroom. Or go to the kitchen and get something out of the fridge.
I think some people would recognize them, though.
Give us
a lot of the names you would definitely.
Just one name.
Norman Lear.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Great one.
Yeah.
Now, Norman Lear, did he do something before All in the Family?
If he did, it probably wasn't very big, because that was his breakout for sure. I wonder if he was a writer before he was a producer, if that's what happened there. I don't know his entire bio, but probably worked on something. Must have been working.
Yeah.
And
I'm not going to bother Googling it now, but Norman Lear gave you... No, look, other people are starting to send in names. Yeah. Some we didn't talk about during the break. Norman Lear gave us All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
And because All in the Family then gave us, what, five spinoffs?
It was constant. At least. Maude, Jefferson's, right.
Archie Bunker's Place.
Yeah.
Good Times.
There was a show called Gloria for a short time.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
So look what Norman Lear had done. And for a while he had a TV show where the audience could then talk, but they did a talk back at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Gardner says, the Jeffersons. He's counting the number of spinoffs from All in the Family, brought to you by Norman Lear.
Yeah.
Okay. So here comes another name, and George, it's one of your favorites, Chuck Lorre.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Lorre is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's just way up there.
So tell us some of the TV programs that Chuck Lorre was behind. He's the producer.
Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men.
Big Bang Theory.
He's called the king of sitcoms, really.
Yeah.
Really?
His stuff's really successful. It's always a big. It always is a big hit. Mom, I think, is a Chuck Lorre as well.
Yeah. Gary Marshall.
Oh, great one!
These are listeners.
Oh, Gary Marshall.
No, these are listeners sending in names to us.
Yeah.
Sending in names to us. Gary Marshall. Now, did he do Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah, Happy Days and Laverne.
He did Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley. Okay.
Mork and Mindy. He had the spinoffs out of that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Speak up just a little bit louder. Your mic is kind of soft this morning. now, speaking of that, Henry Winkler then went on and did some show production of his own after being the breakout star from
Happy Days.
Happy Days. Okay. Stephen Gardner writes to us, I always think of Merv Griffin. Because if not for Merv Griffin, didn't he give us Wheel of Fortune?
Was he Jeopardy or was he Wheel of Fortune?
He's Wheel of Fortune because isn't Jeopardy somebody else? Check here in just a second then. Well, and Steve writes to us, I remember Merv Griffin for stuff he did other than just the talk shows.
Yeah, he was involved. He was involved in a lot of things.
Yeah, he was a big producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dick Wolf.
Oh.
Yeah, good one.
There we go.
Dick Wolf, Law and Order.
For every incarnation of Law and Order.
Every form of that, yes, from that point on.
And every nickel that Steve Zernkilton gets every time he hears his voice on TNT.
Yeah.
Which is terrific. Charles Nelson and Charles.
That is Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Still watching it.
Is there a... I wonder, did they have any other... They must have had another show other than Cheers.
Oh, I had to have. Or at least maybe separately. They produced different things. Had to have.
Yeah. We're testing your brain this morning with the producers behind the shows that you know, that you love, that you watched for years. You probably didn't hear their name. You just saw their name. Belisario.
Oh, yeah. Belisario does all those adventure cop shows. So you always see Belisarius at the end of the...
Yes.
So it'll be like maybe JAG or NCIS. Is it Belisarius, maybe? I don't know.
I think so.
CSI, I'm thinking.
Oh, this person wanted to know, didn't Charles Baker and Charles, whoever the three were once again, didn't they also produce Frasier?
Most likely. I don't know. That's most likely.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jacobs.
Michael Jacobs. Okay, I don't know.
Michael Jacobs was the guy that brought us Boy Meets World.
Oh.
And I wonder if it's some of the other productions that you saw over on ABC back in the 1990s when they decided to go all kids stuff between 8 and 10.
You're talking TGIF?
Yeah, so then mom and dad could go out and not have to worry about a babysitter because the TV would do it for them. Caller, hi, GHRT. It's kind of cerebral. We're looking at some of the biggest television producers. They brought some of the biggest shows. Who's on your mind?
How about Chuck Barris?
Oh, Chuck Barris.
Why not?
Yeah.
CIA spook Chuck Barris.
So they say.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you mean, so they say? It was in the autobiography, wasn't
it? I'm just saying.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Steve Hiltz is here. We're looking at some of the biggest names in television production. They're not necessarily the stars, like Charles Burrow and Charles.
Ready to pair.
Hey, guys. My dad grew up with George Burdett, who produced Three's Company.
Oh,
wow. That's a good one.
Do you know, was there any other shows the guy produced?
No, he was involved with some... writing of like Sid Caesar's and way back when.
No kidding.
That's the only one that comes to mind.
Yeah. So your dad knew him?
Yeah, very good friends. And he remained good friends with his brother down in Winthrop, Massachusetts.
Did you get like a free Suzanne Summers poster or anything? Because
No,
I'm sorry. This guy writes to us, a guy writing to us in the MTG text line. We're all going to go, oh, yeah. Sherwood Schwartz.
That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah. He produced some high-quality stuff, Sherwood Schwartz.
And you know the font, okay, when it came up on the screen for Gilligan's Island, right? And wasn't Sherwood Schwartz also the Brady Bunch?
He was indeed. Yeah. So give him something.
This person writes to us, two words said very succinctly, Jack Webb.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Jack Webb gave us, the first one?
Dragnet.
And then from Dragnet, you got
Adam 12,
right?
Yeah.
Joss Whedon.
Yeah, Joss Whedon is Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly. And, of course, they love him. He's a fanboy favorite, but I don't know that he's done any big television hits in a while.
Caller, hi, GHRT. We know we're testing your brain this morning. Some of the biggest television producers of all time, because one of the most famous, Gene Reynolds just passed away. Who's on your mind?
Well, this isn't a producer question. This is who was the famous sound company that did a lot of these shows with the same first and last name?
The sound company. Oh, okay. Tax our brain here. Okay.
So it's something we've heard it or seen it on the screen, and bang, bang sound like that. Okay.
You got it. Glenn Glenn sound.
Yeah.
Glenn Glenn sound. Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. What was the, was it at the end of Adam 12 or some TV shows where you saw the hand and the hammer came down and pounded twice? And
Was it Mark 7 or Mark 4?
I want to say it was Mark 4.
Maybe it was Mark 4.
But I don't know whose name is associated with that.
No, but they always have couple.
Chung, chung.
Yeah, I know.
And later that inspired the gavel, I think, from from Law and Order. Caller, hi, GHRT. We're testing your brain this morning. The television producers, the names you read that brought us all the TV shows we watched. What do you got for us? Lost him on line one, so we'll go to you on line two. Caller, Jack Webb also produced Emergency, they said.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Caller, hi, GHRT. What producer do you recall?
Christopher Lloyd.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what TV shows, but I know he did. Give us a couple.
I'm trying. Well, isn't he the actor from...
Yeah, from, Back to the Future.
But you're right, he did produce...
Modern Family.
Is that Chris Lloyd?
He's done a lot of shows.
Did Christopher Lloyd produce Modern Family?
Yep.
Wow. That's something.
Yeah, he got into that business. I don't know all of the shows he's done, but you're right. You would see his name as a producer.
Yep. I didn't think listeners would latch onto this the way they are, but you should see the text messages coming in here.
Good.
Caller, hi, GHRT. A famous producer, one of the guys that brought you MASH, has just passed away. Gene Reynolds. It's got us thinking about the names you read, the people you didn't hear about necessarily, but who's on your mind? Caller, one more chance to join us on the radio. Who do you got?
Oh?
Yeah, you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Sorry about that. I just remember watching Hogan's Heroes. There was a lot of stuff done through Desi Lou Studios, Danny Thomas Productions.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Tyler Moore.
Oh, yeah. Now wasn't Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby was Hogan's Heroes.
Heroes.
Yep.
But all the stuff from Desi Lou Studios.
Tons.
Right?
Desi Lou was associated with Star Trek, although Roddenberry was the creator.
Hanna-Barbera.
Well, Hanna-Barbera.
For all the kids' shows.
Must name Hanna-Barbera,
right?
Yeah.
This person wrote to us, Glenn Larson.
Glenn Larson.
Battlestar Galactica.
Oh.
Did he also do Star... I don't know if he did Stargate as well. I don't think so. I don't think he did Stargate SGI as well. It's his genre, necessarily.
Yeah,
it's his genre,
think
but
of something
I don't know if
else
it's
that Glenn Larson has done.
Well,
we got to look it up.
Pardon me. If you go back to Danny Thomas, he got together with a guy named Sheldon Leonard.
Sheldon Leonard's a good one.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And they produced shows like Dick Van Dyke, The Andy Griffith Show. Danny Thomas was involved. He was, we think of him as a philanthropist. Now you hear about how his work with the kids in the hospital and all of that. Mm-hmm. But he produced That Girl.
He did, huh?
He produced
his daughter.
Okay. This says, when you look up Glenn Larson TV Productions.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff for Universal.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.